Hi, and welcome to Sun Talk. My name is Andrea Pasquale, and today we are doing a follow-up interview with, singer, songwriter, author, speaker, music minister, American Idol finalist, and now music retreat coordinator, Scott McIntyre. Did I get everything in there?
Yeah, you got a lot in there. The list just keeps growing, right? But
well, welcome back. Coming into the show, the song I was playing was a very special song to you. And that is the song that came out of your last music retreat.
Yes, it came out of the SongSite Music Mentoring Retreat for the Blind. And we do a group song each retreat we do. And it really captured the heart, I think, of what everyone was feeling there. You know, I wrote the song with a guy named Burton Collins, who's in Nashville. But when we wrote the song for the retreat, we knew who had been accepted and we knew who was coming. And all these attendees had some pretty powerful stories to share about how, you know, when they started out in life, they were more broken and just afraid. And then even the step of coming to the retreat was a victory for them. And then being there and just experiencing that community together, we all felt so uplifted. And so we tried to capture that in the song. And you listen to the lyrics, you know, you don't have to see it to know that it's real. Just reach out and touch with your heart. So many lyrics still connect with me from that song, because that's our journey from darkness to light, from hardship to hope, from being a little afraid maybe to stepping out of our comfort zone and using music not only to find healing for ourselves, but to help others find hope out there. And that's what happens at this thing.
And the song itself is just, it's so inspirational and so joyful. And you could hear the joy in that song. And I want to tell anyone who's listening, Scott was here a couple years ago in 2022, and we have that first interview with him. It's on our website, sunsounds.org. Broadcast info and audio, and you can go into the on demand and you can grab the interview there.
That was a great interview, by the way. I still remember that very fondly. You do such a good job.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you. I hope I can live up to that now.
Yeah.
So we were talking in that interview, we had your whole background, we were talking about the retreat, and that was the first time you had done the retreat.
It was, yeah. And we probably talked about American Idol.
Oh, yeah.
There and all, you know, I was the first blind finalist on American Idol, so that created a lot of conversations about disability awareness around the world. But I think, you know, taking that, the spirit of how, you know, my music and my life, despite my disability, touched people around the world. That's the spirit that we wanted to capture for SongSight. And yeah, since I was with you last, we had the first retreat, and it was so cool to see blind musicians from all skill levels, I would add. Some of them had released an album or two and were trying that. Others just loved music and wanted to connect, wanted to discover more about music and find their potential, find their voice, just learn how to use music to bring joy into the world. And we had this whole spectrum of attendees, but no matter the skill level, we were all just great friends at the end of it. It was like this community of blind musicians was put together. And so I'm excited for that to keep growing. When we do the next retreat here in spring 2025, it's just going to add to that alumni group. And my hope is over time we'll have this army of musicians on a mission of hope.
Now, how many people came to this?
The one that's open right now, it's limited to 15 attendees. The first one was limited to 10. So we've increased it just slightly, but I don't think it's going to grow past that, because I was talking with the action committee the other day and the team, and we really want to preserve that intimate experience, mm-hmm. where mentorship can really take place. That's why we call it the SongSight Music Mentoring Retreat, because it's really it's not really a cookie cutter thing. Every retreat we do some of the same things. We do songwriting, we do mentoring by some really cool people from the industry who are blind and some who are not blind. We record a song together, like you were talking about. We do a lot of stuff, but it's also kind of tailored to who applies and who's accepted. And so we really try to build a unique and personal experience. You know, if we have a rapper and a clarinet player come one time, it's going to be very different than if we have, like, you know, a couple pianists and a violin player and an opera singer, you know. So we hold a lot of that loosely, and the team's really good at trying to give something meaningful, but it's tailored to who's coming. And so, you know, if you're listening and you're musically inclined and you think, well, what kind of music is it? It's really dependent on who applies and who comes. And so that's one of the exciting things, I think, because I think the next song we do, you know, Let the Light In was a great song. The next song we do might be very different.
Now, how do you choose who to accept? Because I'm sure that process is, I would say, probably one of the most difficult things for you.
That's a great question. So there's a team of people that review the applications, and you'll see on the questions, it's songsightretreat.com. By the way, I was going to say its site is SIGHT, songsightretreat.com. You can see the application questions, and we ask things like, you know, do you enjoy collaborating with a group? What types of music do you enjoy making? You know, tell us about your visual impairment. Tell us how you got started in music. What are your musical goals? What are your life goals, if that's different, you know? So we really try to get to know people. And then I think it's a process of matching those up, because we're creating not only an experience for the individual, right, but we're creating this group experience where everyone can be synergistic and actually contribute to one another and grow with one another. And so, the instruments, the interests, do play a part in that. We also look for people that, you know, need a nudge in this direction, that we can tell they need someone just to believe in them and to give them that chance to actually, do something really meaningful with the talent that they have. You know, sometimes it just takes someone coming alongside you and saying, here's some tools, here's some techniques you might not have thought of before, but we want to cheer you on.
And that's what you had when you were on American Idol. You had those mentors, and you had people pushing you and probably realizing things about you and your music that you didn't realize.
That's right. And even before American Idol, from my earliest days, you know, people had to believe in me before I believed in myself. And that's kind of the whole reason that my wife Christina and I started SongSight, is because we want to give that gift to others who are blind, who are musically inclined, who just need someone to believe in them. Maybe they don't even know it yet, but there's a really cool opportunity as a blind person, I believe, especially when you're making music, to really contribute to the cultural conversation, because we don't see skin color, we don't see any of that. And I find, for me, when I'm speaking to an audience, when I'm singing for an audience, a lot of barriers and defenses are broken down. There's a lot of unity that happens just because I'm blind and I'm not looking at outward appearances. I'm listening to your heart. And so that's a part of the retreat, is helping others like myself who are blind and who are musical to realize you actually have a great gift here. You actually have a big megaphone that you might not be using. You might not even know you have it. And we want to help you use it. We want to help you write a song. We want to help you sing a song that really shares your heart and actually encourages people around you. So we're going to encourage the attendees, and that's a big part. You know, we all go on a journey together, but then we leave equipped to take other people on a journey.
Now, at the last retreat, you had a couple of folks from Arizona there.
We sure did. We had Colleen, who is from the Phoenix area, and we had Mariana from down in Tucson, and still in touch with both of them. And it was so cool just to, I mean, there's so many stories, but I think of the two of them and what this retreat meant to them. I know, you know, for a lot of people at the retreat, they just felt like they were able to open up, to share in new ways, to feel comfortable, to feel loved and accepted. And it's powerful.
Well, we're going to hear from Colleen right now. And Colleen will tell us about what this retreat meant for her.
I hadn't sung since I, you know, lost my sight. And I would say that it just gave me new hope. This workshop was, to put it mildly, I would say it was quite revolutionary for me.
Those are very powerful words from Colleen. It seemed like this retreat brought joy back into her life.
Absolutely. To hear her say that it was like a rebirth for her, that was, it really touches my heart. You know, that's, I couldn't hope for anything more than a comment like that with this retreat, because it's, you know, it's about music, it's about developing life skills, but it's also about the heart. And, you know, it's a tough road for a lot of people with a visual impairment, with blindness, with any disability. But man, music has a way of reaching in and just restoring so much hope. And to hear her say that she never thought she'd sing again, and now she's singing again joyfully, that's really powerful. And that inspires other people.
And one of the things also on the website that it said that I appreciated was that it's a safe and supportive space.
Yeah.
So everyone is there to lift each other up.
That's right. There's no competition. I didn't get wind of any competitiveness the first time. And I love that. It's the opposite. You know, sometimes the music industry can be very cutthroat and forget about, you know, being blind and trying to navigate that. And so we're trying to bridge a lot of those gaps, whether you want to be in the music industry or not, or you just enjoy music, there are some barriers to doing that and feeling like you're free to do that and like you're equipped to do that. So we're putting people around you at the retreat. We're giving you that space to explore and to try things and fail and try again and succeed and just share a lot of tips and tricks along the way. And also, you know, there's something different when you have a mentor who is blind and kind of understands some of those challenges. It's a different road than a sighted person making it in the music industry or even making music on their computer. You know, there's different challenges to think about when you're blind. So we try to bridge a lot of those gaps.
And everyone had a different skill level. So so people with maybe who weren't as far along as other people, they could learn from them and grow.
Absolutely. And I think everyone walked away with so much because it just, we hit on a lot of different levels. You know, my whole goal, even in my own music today, is purpose and just helping people find hope. And so you can do that with a song that took, you know, $20,000 to produce, or you can do that with a song that you made on your iPhone. You know, and there's a nice middle ground to find, which is fun to explore, but it's really not so much about, you know, all of that as much as the heart behind it. And that's what we did with the song Let the Light In. It's what the whole retreat is based around. It's kind of an intersection of, you know, finding healing, art being a part of that, community being a part of that, and then being able to extend that to others.
Well, the video that you produced is on songsiteretreat.com, and it looked like you guys were having a blast. It really, yeah. I mean, it really looked like you guys were having fun, jamming with each other. You went to the Musical Instrument Museum,
we
the MIM.
We did. That was amazing. We took them through the museum, and then we had this drumming experience where everyone was just drumming and just expressing themselves through music. That was like the pinnacle of the retreat, I think.
And that museum is just the coolest museum that we have.
It really is. And you know, it's been cool to see how local organizations have really embraced this. You know, we love taking people to the MIM. I don't know if you're familiar with the Virginia G. Piper
Charitable
Trust.
Yes.
Such a great organization here. They actually came alongside us to help with SongSite, and the Diamondbacks just decided to sponsor some things with SongSite. So it's cool to see the community starting to recognize that now and realize that this is a worthwhile thing to get behind. And so when you apply to SongSite, even on top of, you know, the first time last year, now you've got the Diamondbacks behind you. And the
Yeah.
And Virginia G. Piper folks have just been so kind to us, so good to us. They really get the vision, and they really want to give this opportunity to you guys. If you're listening and you're musically inclined, we just believe so strongly that music is an incredible thing to explore, not only for you personally, but also for the community and for the world. It's a really healing thing and a worthwhile pursuit. So this is here for you.
And the application, again, if you're thinking about this, is songsiteretreat.com, SongSiteretreat.com. Now, what do you have planned for this year? Who are some of the mentors this year?
So I can't give too much away yet, partly because I want to surprise you, and partly because depending on who is selected by the committee, we might bring in a completely different mentor, like I was saying before. But I will say that there are some bigger names that I've been talking to, that we've been thinking about, and we're going to have some other opportunities for alumni as well next year and down the road to perform with some of these people. So it's kind of exciting to see the community growing, but I tell you, I will definitely be there. But the original vision was to have other well-known blind musicians mentoring. And so, we have confirmed Dave Bechtel, who's a producer out of Nashville. He helped produce Let the Light In that you heard there. Such a great song, such a great recording. He just has a gift of knowing what sounds good. We were recording that song, and there's a part in it where you hear everyone singing the chorus together, and it's kind of like a choir. You know, we call it a gang vocal when we're all singing, you know, you don't have to feel it to know that it's real, and everyone's singing. And Dave Bechtel has such a good ear. He was listening in the headphones as we were setting up, and he said, hold on, and he goes out and he helped one or two people of the attendees move just a few inches forward or backward. And then he listened again, and I was listening too, and it sounded completely different. He just knows how the human voice hits these different microphones, and he knows how to create a great choir sound. And I was talking with Greg, one of the past attendees from Florida, this morning. We were talking about how amazing that experience was, just to be all together producing this song that really captured the heart of the retreat, but then also just to get that experience of working with someone like Dave. So he's going to be there. He loves this retreat. He's been such a gift to us. We're hoping to have Mark Dowdy back, a blind producer from Atlanta. There's going to be some surprises though this year, so it's going to be fun.
Oh, that sounds like just another wonderful experience. And if I know you, Scott, you've got other surprises that you're going to be pulling out of your sleeve too for that weekend.
I hope so. I hope it's going to be amazing just to get away, to be together. It's at a beautiful home in Scottsdale, Arizona. And so we thought it would just, you know, this is what we were talking about the first time around, because we thought about a convention center or, you know, this or that. But this home that's been donated for use for the retreat is just perfect. It has so much room to spread out, to do big gatherings, small gatherings. No one sleeps there. We put you up in a hotel and make sure you're settled there. And try to accommodate you in any way we can. The hotel's all taken care of. But each day we go to this property, that's where we set up the makeshift recording studio to do Let the Light In. It's where we did all the, you know, the vocal coaching, instrument coaching, songwriting. We sat by the fire, and that was one of the coolest things I think that happened, was at the end of each day, just gathering around the fire pit. And, you know, a couple people were trying to roast some s'mores. I'm not going to name names. I'm just kidding. But sharing songs with one another. And that's where a lot of deep connection happened.
When you have a fire pit and a guy with a guitar, everything falls into place.
Yes. I thought you were going to go a different direction with that. When you have a fire pit and a bunch of blind people around. But yes, everything falls into place, and no one fell into the fire.
Well, that's good.
But I just want to mention too, our volunteers were so amazing. Like just to, I don't even think people realize, but the attendees that came, they were giving a huge gift to the volunteers that are around and helping make all this happen. And we had, you know, people around to assist you getting from point A to point B if you want that. We had, you know, all the food taken care of. But just to see the volunteers' reaction to serving these blind musicians and connecting with them, I think it was inspiring for them, because they get to see, you know, all of us walking around with our canes and finding that independence, but they get to see something magical happen as well, which are these songs that are born out of the retreat.
Well, we're going to hear now from Mariana from Tucson.
This retreat has really helped me to know that I do have people who I can lean on.
And here's some thoughts from Sarah.
The song that we recorded, which is Let the Light In, one of the lyrics in one of the verses is, sometimes you have to close your eyes to truly see. And that made me think of blindness in a different way.
Very inspirational. And I hope it can be inspirational for you. So if you're thinking about, you know, putting an application in, do it. You're going to be among some wonderful people. It's Song Sight Retreat, SIGHT, retreat.com.
Yeah, so excited. So excited to see what comes and to continue growing really this family of blind musicians at all skill levels who can lean on one another, who stay in touch with one another, who just experience life together. We need that. We need to help each other. And I'm so excited to see what this next retreat will look like. It's in the spring. It's April 25th to 27th in Scottsdale, Arizona. And you can find out all the details, like you said, songsightretreat.com.
You know, it seems that this retreat just meant so many different things to each individual. It's something very, everyone takes away something very different from it.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, some people take away a lot of life skills because it really does help you in every area of life to do something like this. Other people love connecting with some of the industry folks that we have involved and just getting that quality time with them and getting to continue talking with them after. Other people, it's really that journey of healing, you know, and when all those come together, it's a beautiful thing. I think, you know, no matter where you are on your musical journey and no matter which of those, you know, you're interested in most, it's interesting how the attendees all come together, some with different goals than others, but we all meet on this journey and we all meet and share this experience at SongSight that lasts for a lifetime.
And it's given the attendees confidence in whatever aspect, whether it's trying to get their music published or just for fun.
Yeah, it gives confidence. It gives me confidence just helping each year. I learn so much. But it also gives validation. You know, sometimes we need someone to tell us you did a good job. I remember one of the attendees, she's great. She shared that now when someone tells her she did a good job, she believes them. She had a hard time believing that before, you know, and just breaking down those barriers and helping each other realize that we do have something worth sharing, and it is beautiful and it is worthwhile. That's really what it's all about.
So if you'd like to become a part of this SongSight retreat, you can go to the website, SongSight, SIGHT, retreat.com. And that's going on April 25th through the 27th. But you're accepting applications until when?
Right now, until the end of the year. And get your application in. There are only 15 slots, and not to scare anyone, but if you feel like you even might want to do it, I'd encourage you to submit an application. We've had attendees from all skill levels, like we were talking about, and it's a safe, welcoming place where we're gonna help you wherever you're at. We're gonna help you take those next steps, and I promise it's an amazing experience.
Well, thank you so much, Scott, for coming in again today, and I want you to come back.
I would love that.
Okay.
We will do it
again. I want
again.
You to come back. Now, if you missed any part of this program and you'd like to listen, just go to our website, sunsounds.org. Go to Broadcast, Info, and Audio, and then go to On Demand, and this is under Special Programs. We also have the first interview we did with Scott, and then you can hear this one. So I want to thank you so much for joining me today. You've been listening to Sun Talk. My name is Andrea Pasquale, and stick around for more great programming on the way on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Let the light in.